What's up, ODs and eyewear lovers? We're talking the latest trends in tech and eye care, so sit back, relax, and defocus.
Welcome to the Defocus Media Podcast. Jennifer Lyerly, and I'm joined here with Daryl Glover coming at us from Nigeria today.
Oh yeah, Jen, I'm feeling great out here. How are you doing today? Because today was a special day for you, wasn't it?
Oh my gosh, Daryl, I went back to work today, left the baby at home, and it was quite an adventure. But it was great to get out of the house and back into patient care.
I bet. But I know you missed the baby.
Of course I missed the baby, But it was cool because, you know, I've been out for a few months and the office has a bunch of new stuff, new point of purchase materials. We've got a brand new feature with a transitions table and a lot of lens samples with the mirrored coatings and everything. So I was super excited to get back into the office and see that we are really starting to talk and promote new technology when it comes to lens materials in the office since I've been out. It was like I was there and designed it myself.
Gotta love it. Well, today we're talking to some transitions experts, aren't we?
That's right. You know, with the new lens launching, there's no better time than to dig into this technology because with Transition Signature Gen 8 coming to market, photochromic lenses have had a lot of technological advancements. And I think really understanding what's new and different about this lens is really going to help us talk to our patients and explain to them what they can expect from this great technology. So without further ado, let's welcome our expert guests. We've got Catherine Rauscher and Laura Eskew.
Hi, I'm Catherine Rauscher. I'm the Global Director of Business Innovation. I've had the amazing opportunity to work for the company almost 20 years in different areas, including engineering, marketing, branding, sales, and now innovation. And I'm so happy to be here with you today.
Yep. So my name is Laura Askew. I'm an engineer and a project manager on the research and development team. So my responsibility is really about bringing new products to the marketplace.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate everything that you ladies do. I know one thing that I always run into my exam room is when patients come in and we start talking about photochromic lenses, they're like, hey, these are ancient. This is what my grandma, my grandpa used to wear. These lenses don't change. I mean, what in the world is going on? I'm not going to wear those lenses. They're not cool enough for me. What's new about these lenses over the last 10 years? Because you guys have really changed the game with some of this technology that's available.
Well, you have to think that innovation for photochromics have evolved over the years, just like any other technology. So think about your cell phone. What did your cell phone do 10 years ago? I would guess that it probably slid open for texting, and it didn't have a touch screen, and the camera wasn't very good, and it certainly wasn't very smart by today's standards. Well, photochromic lenses have also evolved over the last 10 years. So say 10 years ago, we were selling Transition 6, and it was the best-selling product in the marketplace. It was dark and fast and clear indoors. But when we started to think about what changes did we want to make for the next generation, Transition Signature 7, we wanted to focus on making the product more reactive. So we developed some new photochromic molecules that were more sensitive to reflected light and indirect light. And that product launched in 2014. So Transition Signature 7's been on the marketplace for a while. We're collecting consumer feedback. We're looking at what's happening with the marketplace, how expectations have changed. And we said, you know, what can we do to make an additional improvement in our product? And for the Gen 8, we decided to really focus on speed. So what we did was we had to look at not only improving the photochromic molecules to improve the speed, but also the coating matrix that they sit in. So both of them work together to provide the performance benefits to wearers. So for Transition Signature Gen 8, it was all about speed to make it dark and speed to fade back from dark to clear.
It makes a difference when you listen, right?
Mm-hmm. I think that's so true in today's population. We're used to instant gratification. Mm-hmm. We want instantly to get what we're wanting, whether it's a service like, oh, I need a taxi now, I'm going to call up this Uber. But when we think about wearables like glasses, if we expect that instantaneous change mm-hmm. in the technology, and that's where generations in the past maybe haven't changed as quickly as what people wanted. Mm-hmm. But it's so great to see you listening to that feedback and going after speed mm-hmm. as the primary number one goal in the new transition signature Gen 8.
I think you also have to think about how your eye adjusts to changing light. Your pupil doesn't instantaneously expand or contract. It gradually changes. So with our product, we actually help the eye adjust to different lighting conditions. So it gradually changes either darker or lighter in assisting your eye to adapt to different lighting situations. If it just went on and off like a light switch, it would feel very unnatural to your eye and your brain to change so fast.
I'm going to use that in patient care tomorrow. That's such a great intuitive explanation for why it changes the way that it does.
Jen, I was thinking the same thing.
I mean, it's kind of the problem of being really good friends with someone in R&D is like that. I wanted to say that same thing. And, you know, she just took it from me.
It's okay. That happens to Jen and I all the time.
All the time. So there are other brands of photochromics out there. And what do you think sets transitions apart in the marketplace?
Well, I mean, I think there's a lot of things, but I think in terms of performance, we're very confident that definitely with the launch of Transition Signature Gen 8, we have the best overall photochromic lens on the market. And we know that not just because of our own measurements and testing, but because we use a multidimensional approach to compare it to other photochromic lenses. We've conducted extensive testing on, I would say, a wide range of photochromic solutions today, which there are. There's lots of options. What we did is we talked to consumers, patients, and really tried to find out what are the dimensions that were most important for them, and then weight them. And then, you know, in terms of relative performance and get an overall performance score, and Transition Signature Gen 8 is definitely the best overall photochromic lens on the market available today.
So, you know, one thing that I love that you guys do is that you actually listen to the market. You listen to your doctors, you listen to the patients. And something that I really think changed the game was where you guys were able to meet fashion and function. I love that you guys came out with the style colors. How did you guys come up with the certain color options that are available in today's market?
Well, I think we took a look at where different fashion color options are available, which ones were the most popular, and you know, what kind of photochromic molecules did we think that we could create that would give really nice, vibrant colors, but then also provide UV protection and block blue light. So when we kind of put all of those different things together, we came up with the colors of amethyst, emerald, amber, and sapphire. And so far, the marketplace has really loved those four colors that we're offering.
Speaking of feedback that you're getting, what has been feedback both on the transition style colors and mirrors, but also on the new Transition Signature Gen 8?
I mean, it's so important to us to really understand feedback from consumers and you know, opticians, optometrists, eye care professionals on, first of all, the need for the product. And so we design that way. And then as we roll out, what's the reception to that product? And how do we continue to even get better? But on this one, it's been super exciting because Transition Signature 7 already had a 97% satisfaction rate. And repurchase very high. So in terms of, you know, people being able to experience the product, they love it. They truly, truly love it. But when we looked at Transition's Signature Gen 8, not stopping where we did with 7. 8 and 10 wearers were less bothered by light. 7 felt that their eyes were less tired. And 8 and 10 said they would recommend Transition Signature Gen 8 to someone else. I mean, that's the reassurance that we have, that we know that we're on the right path to providing solutions that meet patients' needs.
I know when the colored lenses first launched last summer, some of the colors were on backorder for some time because the popularity exceeded a bit what was planned for. What about currently, if someone puts in an order for a Transitions Style color or a Transitions mirror product, are they able to get all the color spectrum, or are there some colors that are still running a bit behind schedule?
I would say that right now we are able to meet all of the order requirements that have been coming in. You're right. At the beginning, I think we underestimated the popularity of certain colors. So we didn't have the necessary stock in place in all of the right places in the supply chain. But right now, I don't believe that we have any order problems, which is great news. It means that the patients can get the products that they're looking for, you know, in a reasonable turnaround time.
Yeah, I mean, I think one thing that really changed the game was definitely offering, you know, a variety of colors. But also, you guys did a hell of a job when it comes to marketing. You know, you actually have pretty incredible content out there on social media, commercials. I mean, I'm seeing folks that look like me, which, you know, attracts me to that lens. So when I'm talking to my patients about it, they can really relate to what I'm talking about and understand that lens option because they've seen it, number one, on social media. Number two, they've seen it on TV.
Right.
And they also see a doctor that's cool wearing the same type of lens that they're preaching about. So I say kudos to the marketing team as well.
Well, thanks. We'll pass that on.
Piggybacking on what Daryl said, and at the beginning of the show, we even talked about that perception maybe of Transitions as being for older people. I know Transitions has really attacked that head on with their marketing campaign, but where do they, are they seeing results in repurchase rates and how people in younger demographics are responding to the product?
The need for light management and the idea of light sensitivity is universal. So the idea that light management or that only a certain age range is light sensitive is really not true. I mean, if we talk to people of all age ranges, they will say, yes, I'm light sensitive. If you ask them, they just don't know how to, they don't spontaneously say that. Right. So, but if you ask them, they're like, yeah, yes, I am bothered by light. This idea of having solutions that are convenient, stylish, and still fitting within their lifestyle and giving them the best vision they possibly could have, that's really what we're looking for. And so what we're seeing is if we can communicate in a different way and really focus on, it's not just about clear and dark, about everything in between. It's about just managing the moments of any given day and still looking cool while you do it. I mean, that's, who wouldn't want that?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, sign me up. I've been wearing them for the last, what, 3-4 years. I mean, like Jen had mentioned at the top of the show, I personally thought it was for old folks. I do recall seeing my grandmother wearing them and my grandfather, and I was like, man, I'm not trying to be like them. But now I can't leave my house without them because it's a part of my lifestyle. You know, it's it gives me that cool factor. It protects my eyes, you know, from UV rays, blue light. I can't leave the house without my glasses and my Transitions. I mean, it just really changed the game for me in regards to my day-to-day activities.
When we're looking at patients that are in Daryl and I's demographic or even younger, they are looking for products that make them look different and feel different. They want to be able to feel the difference in that piece of technology they just invested in, right? So you will, your eyes will feel different at the end of the day when you put a Transitions lens on because they're a lot more comfortable to wear in those changing light levels. And your glasses will look different than someone's glasses that they bought maybe, you know, on the internet somewhere. The lens is a lot less reflective. The AR coating's better. It's got that extra dimension with the colors. There's something unique and individual going on. So if you're hitting both that individual style and fashion aspect, and wow, I can tell how my eyes feel at the end of the day is a lot better when I wear this pair of glasses with Transitions lenses versus my other pair of glasses. So tangible for our patients to recognize the difference. And they connect that with their doctor's relationship. Like, oh, my doctor recommended these for me. They made a difference in my life. And that's going to continue building that loyalty to go in for the eye exam as well.
I really think that you can't underestimate how important it is for the eye care professional to make a recommendation to a patient, especially if they are wearing the product themselves. They can really speak very organically about how their eyes feel during the course of the day, you know, how they feel going in and out and walking around, or if they go out to lunch, or, you know, go for a run after work, or they're playing, you know, a sport or something. So if you really think about it, you know, your eyes lately, they run like a marathon. They're on all day long. And if you can help them kind of, you know, stay fit and be comfortable, I mean, it just, it really makes your whole day feel a lot better. I think that it's a myth that still carries on that the product's for older people, because we found that over half of the millennials are interested in the product. So I think if the doctor is saying, you know, hey, I'm wearing them right now, do I look like your grandfather or your grandmother? I mean, I got these really cool frames. I have this particular, you know, coating on the lens, whether it be like an AR coating, or if you have some type of flash mirror coating or something to make it really stylish, that your patients can really connect to your recommendation, because they can see that you really mean it. You're not just, you know, trying to sell them something. You see the benefit in the product, and you've experienced it for yourself.
Yeah. And it has been so many times when I'm about to head out to lunch and I stop by the optical just to talk to some of my patients about some of their eyewear selections, and I'm like talking to them about transitions, and they're like, well, are you wearing them, Dr. Glover? I said, yeah. And like, oh, I didn't realize that lens could get so clear. Or that lens is so clear. I mean, so that's one of the factors that my patients love. And another thing that I really love about this lens is utilizing this lens with my patients that are kids. Because now, you know, I've already trained them. Anyone that comes in that's a younger kid, I don't even make it an option. I don't make an option for anyone really, but I just tell them, hey, look, we're going to put your child in transitions, a good anti-reflective coating, and we're going to bring them back next year and do the same thing. But now this year, I have the option of doing style colors, which has really changed the game, especially for young ladies, because they actually like their transitions.
So much more fun.
Yeah. So when they come in, now they're looking at a cool color frame. And now I'm like, hey, you know what? We could do an emerald, a sapphire, amethyst, or something like that. And if you could see the smile on their faces, it just really blows your mind. And it makes you feel good as an eye care professional that you could provide something to them to protect their eyes, but also make them look good and feel confident when they're at school.
Let's talk a little bit about the technology behind these color innovations in photochromics. When you guys are bringing us photochromic lenses to the market, I mean, it's not like you're just going to a chemical supplier or buying paint. There's some real R&D going on here. So tell us about this process.
Well, the Transitions Optical Research and Development team is like a large and diverse group of people with varying scientific backgrounds. We have more than 100 men and women in our research and development team on three different continents that speak over 20 languages. So we have like a really broad swath of people working on this. And when we look at the overall work of the research and development team, we kind of break the work into three major buckets. So we have a group that's really focused on new photochromic molecules, and these scientists are like literally creating new molecules. They're using computer modeling to do that, and then they're then selecting the ones that they want to create in their laboratories. The second group is looking at new coating formulations. So the coating would be like the solution that the photochromic molecules sit in. And so we're looking at the best formulations that will allow the molecules to open and close and do what they need to do as best they can, while also protecting like the surface of the lens and also meeting our manufacturability requirements. And then the third group is working on process applications. So they're trying to find the best way to get the photochromic dyes and molecules onto the lens, and whether it be onto a finished lens or a semi-finished lens, we need to be able to manufacture these like not just one or two at a time, but millions of pieces, because we have a large global company. So we want to make sure that we can reach as many patients as possible. So manufacturability is another factor that is taken into account. So those are kind of like the three main groups of people who support research and development. And then we have some other support teams that look at other things like instrumentation, testing equipment, looking at new materials, new mediums, and project management, which is the group that I work in. So our research and development team is strong. We have a long history of working together and, bringing new products into the marketplace that meet the consumer needs and the desires of the patients.
One thing that I really love is your portfolio. It's so diverse. Can we talk about that a little bit?
So most eye care professionals and even consumers know about Transition Signature, which is our primary kind of flagship product. And then we have our Transitions Extra Active, which is our darkest lens, especially at high temperatures. And that's like the base product used for the Style Mirrors product. But I don't think that we talk enough about Transitions Vantage. Transitions Vantage is so unique, and we're the only company in the world that has a product that has variable polarization. So what we were able to do was design our photochromic molecules to not only open and close to go from clear to dark, but while they're opening, they are also aligning and forming a polarizing filter. So the darker the lens gets, the more polarizing effect is seen. And then when there's less light and it's clearer, then you have less polarization. So for me, that's still my favorite product is the Transitions Vantage product, because it's so incredibly unique. And I think having that variable polarization is like another level of comfort to patients when they're outside. I just think it's awesome.
That's a great thing that the portfolio is like so diversified, because for me, one of my favorite option is the Transitions Extra Active, because I always tell folks I love that mild tint. Just adds a little more pop to my frame. And I love that tint behind a car windshield. But I do live somewhat close to the coast. So I do have patients that, you know, want that polarized lens option because they're by the water. They're by, you know, areas where there is more glare than other individuals can encounter. But I also have those folks that come in that are just, you know, fashionistas, and they want to have that option of a style color or a style mirror. So I think you guys have really changed the game and really listened to your patients. Again, listen to the consumers out there to be able to have an amazing portfolio like you have. And that's why you guys are doing so well. And that's why you're number one when it comes to photochromic lenses.
No, thank you so much. And I'm so glad that you brought up Transitions Extra Active. I mean, I think at the end of the day, that's what Transitions is all about. Like, that's what our DNA is having this portfolio of these dynamic solutions to meet the individual needs and really just break barriers in terms of what an eyeglass lens can do. So I'm super excited to think about whether it's Transition Signature Gen 8 colors and what could come next. Also what we do with, you know, motorcycle visors and snow goggles, and even what we're doing with Johnson & Johnson Vision with Acuvue Oasys with Transitions contact lenses. We are just really looking at how can we meet the needs of the broadest population, like whatever your vision correction desire, whatever your need is, whatever your preference is, we want to make sure that you have a solution possible.
Since we are so fortunate as to have you as a guest, is there anything that you can say about what's next, even if it's just a little hint or tease?
Well, I mean, one of the things that I'm super proud about, I've been with the company for quite some time. I'm outmatched by Laura Askew in terms of, but the one thing that's consistent is we always have a few things up our sleeves. We're always working to understand really what's the need? Like, what can we do better? What are people struggling with? And sometimes it's not always something that someone can just immediately express to you. It might be a latent need, an unknown need. So we continue to do research to understand the needs of patients, as well as understanding what eye care practitioners need to be able to be successful in their practices, their offices as well. So we continue to do research and invest in that area so that we can innovate to meet those demands. And so July of 19, we launched Transitions Gen 8. In quarter one, we're going to be expanding that with the new style colors of Gen 8. So that's coming soon. There will be more information on that, and definitely in terms of anyone who could tune in to Transitions Academy. There's going to be more information available then. But we're just going to continue to innovate, outpace ourselves, and make sure that we're delivering the best possible product to the market.
Daryl, Transitions Academy, every year, I feel like there's such crazy great new technology that we are on the first lines of hearing about when we attend that conference. So if anyone's listening, hasn't made it to Transitions Academy, get yourself to this conference because it really pumps you up for what's going to be happening the rest of the year, both in optical and in the past couple of years in contact lens development.
Yep. And don't forget to go to transitionspro.com. We have a lot of eye care professional news there, information on not just our product, but also building the practice and how to talk to consumers about the product and so forth. So I think Transitions Pro is a great resource for people who are interested in learning more about Transitions as a business, our products, and reaching out to patients to provide them the best optical solutions.
Okay, it's a wrap. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to hang out with Defocus Media. We hope something resonated with you today. Please subscribe to our podcast and remember, we keep it 2020 around here, pun intended. We look forward to seeing you next time.